Good morning.
Oh, no ice to push away this morning. It's 39 degrees. A very light drizzle.
Ooh. Oh, water's at 35. Oh. Oh, good morning. Here I am now. I am here. I am now. I am here now. I am here. I am. Oh. Oh. I was thinking to this saying we have, coming to our senses, and we often, I've talked about it before, we often think about it as we will tell somebody that we really want to just get your head on straight. The wisdom in that saying, though, isn't about getting your head on straight, although it does help us think clearly. It's literally coming to the senses. And that when we come to the senses, we're here now. When we're breathing in and smelling and feeling even the breath, when we're attentive to the sounds around us, and the tastes, welcoming visuals that are arising, passing through, that at the same time as it brings us into this moment, it releases us from the worries of coming moments. And when we do that, the more we are grounded in here and now, the less worry there is. Because we begin to trust that we have what it takes to be with life as it is, as we are, because we're practicing being with life as it is, as we are. And we're practicing less what we often do, which is the worry or regret, living everywhere but here, working a lot of muscles of fear and anxiety. Being here now, coming to the senses, the quickest way. Feeling and being, moving from feeling and being. And then as we do, we realize that we are the welcoming presence, the loving presence through which all of these passing sensations are moving through. One of my favorite poets is Hafiz. He was a Sufi poet, 13th, 14th century, something like that. He wrote a poem that I just love. I think the title of the poem is "Where is the Door to the Tavern?" which I love that title. And it goes like this: "Where is the door to God?" Or you could say, "Where is the door to the One? Where is the door to hope? Where is the door to love? Where is the door to peace, to oneness, to that which doesn't change, to that which is always the same? Where is that door? Where is the door to God?" In the sound of a barking dog, in the ring of a hammer, in a single drop of rain, in the face of everyone I see. I just love it. Where's the door to God? I can reverse the order. Where's the door to God? In the ring of a hammer. In the sound of a barking dog. In a single drop of rain. In the face of everyone I see. Here now, coming to our senses. Hearing that ring of a hammer. Barking a dog. Feeling the resonance of that ring, the hammer. The touch of a single drop of rain right now. It's raining, light drips, very light drops of rain. A single drop of rain. and in our visuals, seeing in the face of everyone I see, here and now. Coming to my senses, here I am. Now I am here, I am. Here I am, now I am here. The more I have been with here and now, welcoming what arises, the more I trust myself to be with life as it is. The more I see that I can be with life as it is, as I am, that I have the right response to every situation. And knowing that I do now, I can trust I will later. And I touch base with that welcome, loving presence, unchanging, loving awareness that watches all of these passing phenomena pass through and can be with them in a loving, compassionate way. And be with the world in a loving, compassionate, wise way. Life. Living me, life living you, life living us. Where is the door to hope? Where's the door to love? Where's the door to God? And the ring of a hammer and the sound of a barking dog and a single drop of rain in the face of everyone I see. In you, in me. Right here, right now. Go under a bit today. Ice tub. Peace and love, friends.